for leading the nation in goals against average.
141 is that
146, I believe it is. So somewhere in there. But good for Angus, and that helps. Boy, it gives your team a lot of confidence when you know you got a guy back there who's getting the job done. A
couple of the big highlights from Angus.
2-on-1 down low. Here's a chance wide in front. Poked away by goaltender Redmond out to center ice. Redmond poked it away, and it went right out to center ice as Munson was in clean. For a change, as Will Smith. Power play now for Michigan Tech. Lead pass across. Shorthanded opportunity. Big save made there. A penalty coming up against the Nanooks. Oh, Redden with a dynamite save on the breakaway and a roughing. The goaltender called a boot.
Those are two great saves.
Well, yeah, and the first one, there was, I believe, a 5-on-3. So yeah, it was a huge play by Angus. I mean, it killed another 15 to 20 seconds just clearing that out of the zone on the poke check. You know, we always talk about your best penalty killer has to be your goaltender, and I think there's a reason why our penalty killing is starting to creep up in the percentage wise in some of the top units and doing such a good job. It all starts with Angus, and then obviously on the other one is I think Erickson got in on him, and Erickson goes to the net hard, and Angus wasn't giving up any ground and took the hit and drew the penalty, made the save, took the hit, drew the penalty. I mean, just a great all-around combination. So he's a tough son of a gun too back there. He's been bumped a few times, and I'm going to make sure that the league understands that you know, that there's been a little bit too much activity around our crease. And one of the things is you don't want your defenseman starting to go get involved in all the stuff after the whistle. You have to let the referees call the game and make sure they protect your goaltender. As we saw Lake Superior, I think we had three penalties, you know, supposedly against their goaltender when he's, you know, initiating a lot of the contact. This is not Angus initiating it. So, but good for Angus, and he had a real solid weekend, and I would hope that he'd either be the defensive player of the week or the rookie player of the week in our league again for that effort.
All right, the Huskies win 2-1. They hold on for a great sweep on the road at Fairbanks. We'll talk about what's coming up this weekend with Michigan Tech Hockey. It's the Mel Pearson Show.
Get there early. Put on a hoodie. Put on a jersey over it. Put on face paint. Take a selfie. Get caught taking a selfie. Set up the tent. Set up the flag. Set up the grill. Turn on the pregame show. Turn on some music. Get out the football. Get out the cooler. Get out the ice. Get out the Bud Light. Fill the cooler with Bud Light. Tailgate. NFL fans know the drill, and it doesn't work without Bud Light, the only beer that loves football as much as you do. Bud Light, raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Feeling appreciated is one of life's greatest pleasures, and the Michigan Tech Campus Store and University Images would like to show our appreciation and thank you for your continued patronage by once again offering our annual customer appreciation sale on December 6th from noon to 5 and December 7th, 8 to 5. Nearly everything in the stores will be 25% off. We have a great selection of sporting apparel, outerwear, and souvenirs that'd be the perfect gift for yourself or anyone on your list. Look sharp while sitting at the holiday table. Browse our blazers, dress jackets, suits, and ties, all of it at 50% off. University Images in the Campus Store thank you once again, and we look forward to you stopping by.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens, and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them, with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
See Kelly Jepson, your State Farm agent in Houghton.
Ciao! Announcing the 2016 Endless Pasta Festival at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub. All of the pasta you can eat starts at only $10.99. Choose your pasta, choose your sauce, choose your toppings. Endlessly! Include salad and breadsticks. Come celebrate the Endless Pasta Festival with us at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub in downtown Houghton. The library is also hiring great people to be a part of our team. Stop by to apply.
Four more games until the break. Coach was just talking about that, and let's get to some of your questions here first. We've got some great promotions coming up this weekend, too, in Michigan Tech hockey and Michigan Tech sports in general. Coach, you kind of touched on this a little bit, but what is the status? This listener says, what's the status of Blacklock and Jackson?
Mason should be able to go. He did sustain a mild concussion. I don't know what grade it would be called, but you know, we held him out of the Anchorage series. And the Fairbanks series. He did skate one or two days up in Fairbanks, so he should be good to go. He's feeling well. I don't know if they've got to give him the test again today or not, or if he's been cleared by Brian Brewster. So, but Mason, I talked to him last night, and he seemed fine. Jake Jackson should be ready to practice this week with us. He skated. He's been skating. He should be able to, I think, would be available this weekend. We'll see how he's doing. Dylan Stamen, he's the other one. We're just not sure where he's at yet. He went home for the break and had some testing done. So we'll find out a little bit more about him today. But I would assume he, if he's not ready, he's right there. So I would say we're getting healthy. Slowly but surely, Eric Peterson had a groin. He'll be available too. So it'd be nice to get back healthy. I mean, I think, you know, we're a better team when everybody's healthy and we have some really good competition on the team. So slowly but surely, we'll get there. But the guys who filled in have done a real good job. And we've talked about the depth on this team and how we can just plug guys in and out. So, but anytime you're playing the top teams like this, you would like to put your best team on the ice, and we will. We'll put our best healthy team on the ice come Friday.
This same listener is asking about some other guys that have not made it to the lineup yet, Bryce and Keelanen.
Yeah, you know, Todd Keelanen's done a real good job. Like we had talked about him a little bit, how he was just coming to school on his own, so he didn't put in a lot of time in the summer. Hadn't played any junior hockey, but because of a situation, we had an opening, and Todd wanted to come and skate, and he's looked good. He's continued to get better and better and better. I don't know if he'll play this first semester, probably not, but we'll just see how he does. But he's continued to get better, and he's a valuable member of our team. He really does a nice job out there, and what I like about him is just his work ethic. He brings it every day to practice, and he continues to get better and better. Here's a kid who hasn't played junior hockey, so he's come a long way in a short period of time.
Next question for Coach. Coach, if you had to choose between offering to a player a scholarship that would be a four-year player, a good four-year player for Tech, or a Jack Eichel type of one-year Homie Baker phenom, who would get the scholarship?
Well, let me go back and talk about Ray Bryce, too. Ray was on the trip with us. We were possibly going to get him in, but he got hurt. He got hurt up in Fairbanks, so slid into the post and still, he should be, he'd be questionable for this weekend, but Ray continues to get better and better, his hustle, his speed, a lot like Todd. So they're two valuable members of our team, and at some point, you know, they'll get an opportunity. Wow, Jack Eichel are a good four-year player. That's a tough one, you know. That's a really tough one. Jujhar Kara was a one-and-done type player. Now he's not Jack Eichel, but, would you take those guys again, or would you have a four-year solid player? It's really hard to turn down a guy like Jack Eichel because they can, elevate your program to a next level, even though it's just one player. Having said that, it's a team game, and you know, four-year players are valuable. I think your seniors are very valuable. So I might be hard if someone called, and you never know if they're going to stay 1 year. That's a problem about it. You always think you're going to get them for 3 years. You're hoping so. You'd probably take that guy and just hope you can get 2 or 3 years out of him.
Yeah, I guess I'm guessing the caller or the listener is probably thinking if you had some way of knowing, which you never know.
No, you never know
that it was going to be a one and done and a 4 year player.
If I knew, I'd probably go with a 4 year guy if he's going to be a real good player.
That's a tough decision.
Tanner Caro, something like that. Yeah. Sure, but it is a tough decision.
Next question, Coach, is you mentioned that you cannot have players both on the penalty kill and power play as they get fatigue. Why do you have a number that play both?
Well, we do. We do have some that play both right now, but I think my point was into these games that get, 18 power plays, you can't run everybody out there and play both and play major minutes on both. So we really try and watch it as far as we track our ice time. So we have a person who tracks our ice time so we can see after every period how much everybody has played. And that's key. You know, your defensemen are going to play a little bit more, somewhere between 18 and 24 minutes, and then your forwards are going to be around that 12 to 16 range, and some maybe a little bit lower. So you have to monitor that. You have to make sure you're staying up to date on what's going on and how much everybody's played, and you have to understand the situation. So, yeah, there are some guys who play a little bit of both, like Jake Lucchini, for example. He plays both, but I'm trying to be more selective. Like, so if we have a penalty and we always know we want Neville and Reed Sturles to go out and start that penalty. They're so good at what they do. That's it. They're going to go start. There's no ands, ifs, or buts. If they're fresh, you know, Neville's already halfway out the ice when I'm trying to call who's up.